It wasn't supposed to happen so fast. Representative Cross announced just last Wednesday that he was going to resign as the minority leader. In the short time in between, things got, well, nasty. Durkin supporters rushed to call the House Republicans to the capital city so they could make him leader, a move the other top contender for the post, Representative Raymond Poe of Springfield, called underhanded. The meeting happened anyway, and when Durkin walked out of it, the victor, beaming, Poe was by his side.
We're good.
I told Ray, you know,
your bodyguard, okay?
Yeah.
Poe was joking about acting as Durkin's bodyguard, but he had, in a sense, protected him. When it became clear Poe didn't have the votes to clinch a win, he not only took his name out of the running, he was the one to nominate Durkin for a vote by acclamation.
I think the whole message of the day is we're coming out of that room as we're 47 strong. And Jim's our new leader, and we're going to elect more representatives, and we're going to elect a Republican governor. And guess what? When we go to sessions, the things are important to Republicans, then we're going to be able to carry those out under Jim's leadership.
Durkin, still unable to stop smiling, was equally complimentary of Poe.
Without getting into specifics, Raymond, his point was is that we're a unified party today. We are more unified today than we have been in a long time. And I can thank Raymond for that. We have a very diverse caucus, but, you know, we're going to use that diversity to our advantage.
Durkin wouldn't say what had transpired behind the scenes to let them put on such a happy face on the day's events. All of that had been worked out before the actual meeting. Presumably, it involved a lot of trading and promises from Durkin about who he'll assign to leadership positions. The vote itself happened behind the closed doors of a conference room at the State House Inn, a hotel just across the street from the Capitol, in order to avoid any potential breach of ethics regulations that forbid political activity in government buildings. The meeting wasn't held at the State House itself. Reporters waited outside and only heard intermittent clapping. It was over and done with in less than an hour. As he exited the meeting, outgoing Leader Cross was deferential to his successor.
We're a united, strong caucus. It's his day. It's his day.
Cross will finish out his term as a rank-and-file representative. Now, he technically remains the House Republican leader. There's no set deadline for when he'll step down, though the transition is expected to take a few weeks. Even then, the full House will have to take a formal vote when it next convenes in order to make it official. As that happens, Durkin will take on the perks of leadership: higher pay, extra staff, a bigger office.
My daughter's very excited because she's been in Tom Cross's office once and she says, is that the big office?
But as the saying goes, with privilege comes responsibility. Illinois' budget problems lumber on, dragged down by a $100 billion pension debt. And Republicans don't have all that much of a say as to what the General Assembly does about it. Democrats hold supermajorities in both the House and Senate. The caucus Durkin is taking over has 47 members to Democrats 71. In his campaign for leader, Durkin and his supporters took swipes at Cross for that. They said it was important to get a new leader in quickly, given that the House Republican fundraising arm is in, quote, dire financial straits.
There will be some adjustments made. I can't say what those will be, but the fact is we're talking about an election cycle where you have a very heated governor's race. There's going to be a lot of money that's going to be placed in the governor's race, so we have to make best use of every dollar that we have in our campaign operation.
Durkin says he has the background to do it. He's a former prosecutor, and he's been a member of the Illinois House since 1995, with the exception of a few years after his failed 2002 campaign for U.S. Senate. But there may be no preparation for leading a group of politicians who are concerned first and foremost with their own re-elections. And what looks good to a GOP voter downstate is a lot different than what pleases a GOP voter from the suburbs, say, on an issue like same-sex marriage. So while Republicans are waxing poetic about unity and embracing diversity now, the battle between Durkin and Poe exposes past and potential future rifts. I'm Amanda Vinicky.